All right. So welcome to our Practice Accelerator Get It Done Mastermind. These are the calls where we are here together to like work on the next step, the next step, the next step, and help you actually complete things that you've committed to. So let's hear successes first, and then we'll jump into how you need support.
Great. So successes at the moment, I'm doing some, I've worked on the creating, moving my questionnaire for the health breakthrough session from Coach's Console to Infusionsoft. So, and I've added it to a squeeze page, a sales page and everything. So
awesome.
Getting these sort of steps in place. It's so painful how long these things take. I'd take my hat off to you for everything that you've achieved. You're just amazing. And and I just need to keep the faith and keep moving forward, you know. I really do.
Now you need to drive people to those.
Yeah. That's need to get them to the point of actually getting that done.
And following up with the folks who have been.
Yeah.
Right. And I know that's a challenging situation for you.
Yeah.
So yeah. In terms of, and I'll be sharing more and more, I joined a program with somebody that is really holding my nose to the grindstone, and he's very big into personal reach outs to folks. So okay. I think that with you having these things like sending text messages, you know, not the group email type of things, but sending a text message, hey, it was so great to meet with you. You know, I have it in my notes that we met about 4 months ago. You were thinking about, you know, where are you at with that? The other thing is Dean Jackson has this thing. I was just reminded of this. I learned about this a while back. He has this thing he calls like the 9-word email or whatever, 17 word email, something like that, where you just put a in the subject line, are you still interested in balancing your hormones, overcoming your hot flashes, whatever that might be. And then in the email, hey, I've got some really great information, great, you know, new opportunities for you to actually get that done. Respond to this email and let me know if you're still interested.
Yeah.
Right? And then the people who respond, you can then send them. So you don't send them anywhere, right? You just say, respond to this email. They respond to the email and then you have like this. Sign up. Oh, I'd love to chat with you, blah, blah, blah. Sign up for a strategy session and we'll go over your goals, your pain points, and what you really need to do to move this forward.
Yeah. And would that be a free strategy session or a paid strategy session?
I would do like, let's hop on the phone for 15 minutes and you decide who you're going to send it to. You're not going to send this to your whole list necessarily, but people who have had strategy sessions with you before.
Yeah.
So you can even call it a check-in. So once you have that process, you can clone it and make it a check-in, you know, after they've, you know, right. Or a follow-up. So I usually have an initial strategy session and then a follow-up.
Yeah.
And then you say, hey, I'd love to catch up and see where you're at, you know, something along those lines. And just, you know, carve out 15 minutes. If it goes longer, if you feel like they're a hot prospect, you can go longer, or you can just get them signed up. If you have something like something low end that you can get them signed up for immediately in 15 minutes, something like a Dutch test analysis.
Yeah.
Right. You can do that, but you know, how long can you, I don't know. I think it's a good idea to do follow-ups with these folks that you've already met with and let them know you're still alive. You're still doing this work.
Yeah.
And it's going to be uncomfortable for you to reach out, and it's going to be uncomfortable to start it. I did a really cool training yesterday with Michael Burnoff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to see if I can pull up just to give you an idea. He went through for everybody that was on this. It was like 25 people, and went through and like, okay, what do you do? How? And then he like, boom, he was like the master of copy. Like how do you, and conversation, I was like blown away. And with some folks who based on their offer, he would, and this could work for so many people. The difference between, do you know the difference between age and aging? Well, let me tell you about that. We can't change your biological age. This is it. It's on the calendar, but we can shift the the typical expectations. Like he had one person who said, she was just so far out with this. And she basically said something like, oh yeah, I do vaginal lasering. And everybody who is a woman, like, what do you do when you hear that? You're like, ew, what is that? Like, nobody's coming near my vagina with a laser, you know? And so
it's the new thing on the block. It's at all the menopause conferences for doctors and things. It's,
yeah, but how do you?
That's their private practice. But your immediate reaction is, it's a bit like saying you get a near bloke in the balls, isn't it?
Exactly. So he had her completely turn that around. And he said, you know, that as we age, it's expected that the tissue in your female parts gets atrophied. It takes away from your, you know, it creates this and that. It's aging. What if I could help you to reverse these signs of aging? And he talked about that with her. He talked about that with somebody with food and supplements. He, you know, it's like, yeah, I can't change your age, but I can make aging more graceful.
Yeah.
And the way he worded it, I was like, sign me up. That sounds great. You know, whereas at first it was like vaginal lasering. I mean, she called herself the vagina whisperer, the vagina doctor. Nobody wants to hear that in a marketing message. Yeah, you know what I mean? So he just completely turned it around. And I think, I mean, if she does what he told her to do and starts her session, she's a gynecologist. She gets people in there but she wants to move people into this anti-aging and it was a little, but the kind of copy, like he just worded it in such a way. He says, you have to get people's attention.
You do.
You have to get people's attention. And yeah, you know, I'm the vagina doctor is going to get people's attention, but not necessarily in a favorable way.
No.
Right. So if I look yesterday at what he said, I broke it up into lots of different pieces. You know, I have to go through these and I'll have to go through my otters because I would stop it when there was like, you know, chitter chatter and stuff like that. So I have like 12 little sections of him. Where was it? Maybe. Let's see what that one is. Anyway, I'll have to find it. But it was really good. Like for me, he said, what do you do? I said, I teach functional medicine. I teach health practitioners how to get to the root cause and how to blah, blah. He goes, blah. He goes, I know a little bit about functional medicine. How about you start like this? Do you know what functional medicine is really the code word for? I'm like, really? That gets your attention, right? It really means restoring the body to doing what it's supposed to be doing. So people can have their most best. And I'm like, right, restoring the body's function to what it's supposed to be doing. That makes total sense. You know, and medicine approaches symptoms and we just try to get rid of symptoms. What if you really focused on restoring the body? And in order to do this, you didn't learn that in medical school. Medical school doesn't teach you how to do that. Medical school teaches you how to identify situations that could be life-threatening and jump in and save somebody's lives to help people get out of pain and help them with their, but they're not really looking at what's going on underneath and how do you restore the body to the function it's supposed to be. So, and that's not exactly what he said, but it's helping me to frame it differently.
Yeah.
So how do you frame what you're doing, right? You're looking at menopause. People are thinking about menopause being this horrible, ugly time of life that you just have to make it through.
Yes, and they're dreading it.
So something that where you get their attention with, do you know what menopause is supposed to look like? Right? What is menopause supposed to look like? Well, it's supposed to look like your periods go away. You don't have them every month. You're no longer fertile and able to conceive a child. You can have sex without worrying about getting pregnant, right? I mean, you can really focus on what it's supposed to be, but that's not what your experience has been. That's not what most people in our society have been. And why? What's the reason for that? Well, there's a lot of reasons. A lot of it has to do with choices you've made over the prior 44 decades leading up to menopause. And what if you could make different choices? And if you're already in that place, what if you could make different choices that are going to take away your hot flashes, that are going to help you, right? You've been duped into thinking that it's this thing that has to happen. And let me just go take hormones to get me through it. Or, you know, if you're more natural, you might be thinking there's herbs I need to take to help me get through it. In reality, it's way more than that. I have this 7-step system, blah, 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 right? So you can actually get them interested. So he talked about, I loved this concept. Let me see if I can find the thing of, you've got to get them interested. You got to get their attention. First, you got to get their attention. They're coming to you. I loved this. They're coming to you like just a disbeliever. They have no idea of what you offer or what it can do for them. So they're like, you know, right?
Yeah.
What are you going to say that I don't already know?
Yeah.
And then you got to get their attention. So you get their attention with something that's, you know, kind of an outrageous statement or, you know, an extreme statement of what they, and then you get their attention. And let me see, the next step was CA, you've got to make them aware. Like what I just said, I got to the awareness stage of, did you know what it's supposed to be like? That was their getting the attention. Here's what it really should be. Is that what your experience is? Menopause means you just, and with a lot of people who go through it, they're empowered because suddenly their body is no longer, the body becomes their own. They don't have to worry about, you know, somebody else growing inside of them and taking care of them. And you can move into a stage of your life where you can make decisions based on what's right for you. And if you have a big mission in life, this is the time for you to be stepping out into it. And you can throw out stories, women who have that. For me, turning 50 was like, going into menopause was like, that's when I stepped into my power. That's when I said, I can put my attention on the, I still had kids at home, but I wasn't gonna have more, right? And I still had kids at home, but I was able to step into my power, my voice of what I really wanted to see and how I can contribute to the world. Is this making sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Flipping fabulous.
Yeah. So it's just a different way of looking at it. I just said, can I take you home with me? Like you're, he just had for everybody, for every niche, for every, he just was able to jump right in and like the copy was amazing. I can't wait to get the recording of that thing.
Yeah. Oh,
my God. It was so amazing. Let me put in Bernoff, B-E-R-N-O-F-F. So I just want to give you this framework and it's credited to Michael Bernoff, not to me. So,
yes.
You know, and don't like go sharing it with people, but that's his approach. Yeah. Core sales intensive. Okay. It was right at the beginning and it was, you've got to lower their resistance, right? Because they're coming to you. They're like, yeah, she's having this webinar, but she's going to try to sell me something that I don't want, that I don't need. I mean, that's what people have gotten jaded these days, don't
you?
Yes. Think with the so many and everybody's selling and what are you trying to sell me? So yeah. Let's see. Okay, so CM, what did the CM stand for? A, let's see, I wrote this down. Ability and attention, closed-minded, right? They're closed-minded, right? If they already knew about you and your solution and they had the issue that you were solving, they would already be clients.
Yeah.
Right? So you have to take them from closed-minded, get their attention, make them aware that there's some other ways to look at it, get them interested, right? Get them interested and then create a desire and then they make a decision. On a webinar, if you take them through those stages, the decision is like this $500 or less program. It's not that hard if you've gotten them through all those stages. If you're on a strategy session and it's a $5,000 decision, you've got to really have, you know, that ability to and work on that. Get their attention, make them aware, you know, get them interested, create the desire, and then, right. Anyway, basically, and this is something I'm going to be working on right now, and this is the thing why I signed up with this particular program with Adam Urbanski for 12 weeks, mm-hmm. is that it's the, from the time somebody is, so you're, same thing for you, and you're taking them through to a $5,000, $10,000 program, you have to take them through the stages. So if I want to get people into NEPT, right? I get them, they apply, they fill out the application, and then they go to a strategy session. There needs to be this other stuff in between to make them really aware. So my first video is getting their attention enough for them to say, yeah, I want to apply for this. And then the next video needs to be, thank you so much. This is it. This is, and they have to teach them some more, right? And take them through a process of making sure you download the application and make sure you check out page, 23, where I describe XYZ, and let them go through that. And by the time they get to the call, they're already pre-sold. Like these ones I did this week, I just signed up two more people. I'm going to do two more tomorrow. We broke out, we changed it around, and we're breaking out. Level one is now beginning of the program, nutritional endocrinology in a nutshell, and then, all the hormones and their relationships and the energy metabolism, the things they really need to know, how to do the right history, what are the pillars? And then it goes into the assessments, blood chemistry, oat tests, blah, 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 and then nutrigenomics. And the reason we did that, because we hear that a lot from people who go, well, can I just start with this? I'm a medical doctor. I don't have time for a two-year program. Can I just start with this? This is going to help me get into functional medicine. So we decided to rearrange it. And we just offered it last week for the first time. Ask them for a $1,000 deposit before they could talk to us. We're playing with that. We don't know if that's, working better or not. But I'm getting involved to do the strategy session so I can hear what the objections are. Well, I haven't had the objections because I got two people to sign up and I'm talking to, the two tomorrow, I'm going to probably sign up too because I've already spoken to them. So, right. So it's that process of educating them. Now they were on this webinar. I explained everything to them, but even before I get to that call with them, I want them to know more about the program because I don't want to spend 45 minutes describing the different modules and what they do and how it's worthwhile. So we're still working on that and having that educational piece. And this guy, Adam, he says, oh, I'm not getting on the call with them unless I know they're going to buy or they're pretty close to buying. And this is how I do it. And he has this whole strategy of sending them information. So when they sign up with you, like if you do this, with this strategy session, right? If you say, reach out to say, like pick five people, don't do it to everybody. Pick five people you've had sessions with before and didn't follow up with. Get their attention and then get them on a free strategy session. But before they get there, like have them fill out an application that's your new application that's updated. I want to find out more about you, whatever is going on since we last talked. And then get them to make a little video that says, hey, I just want to, I just want you to get an idea of how I work with people. I'm not somebody who you're just going to come in and I'm going to run a blood test and tell you what hormones are out of balance and write a prescription. Why don't I do that? Because it doesn't work, right? We're not solving your real problem. And there's side effects and potential problems. So here's what the way I work. If this sounds good to you, then let's hop on the phone. And then it's only then that they get your link, right? So they fill out the application, you do that. If this sounds good to you, and then you can give them, if you have a program, you don't even need a program description. You don't need anything because you can make it up every call you get on. You should have to remember who you're giving what to, but you can just keep changing it and making it up as you go along until you find that right, whatever session, number of sessions, et cetera, that you're getting good response with. And that's the one you go with moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
So think of yourself in the experimental stage. And I love your hot women club, and that's like a good downsell when they don't want to do the $5,000, $10,000 program. That you sell them into the hot women club. Well, let's just get you started here. And then at any point in time, if you feel, and I feel as we're going through this, that you need more personal time with me, then we'll upgrade you. But it's doing that scary stuff.
Yes.
The scary stuff of reaching out and then getting on the phone and risking rejection.
Yeah.
Right. But this is something I always told my kids. If you don't ask, the answer is always no.
Yeah.
And that's the answer you're afraid of. So yeah. You have no opportunity to get the yes if you don't get this process started. So why not take the chance? I know I hate reaching out to people. I hate doing that reach out, but I did it this week and I signed two people up.
Fabulous. For NEPT.
For any the half the version, the first level one. But both of them want to do it. And I think I made a mistake on the call and I won't do that again of saying, and if you sign up for the whole program within the first nine, you know, while you're still in there 9 months, I should have made it a shorter period. Or made it a, if you sign up for the whole program now, we're going to give you an extra $1,000 off. But if you know, we'll give you full credit. There's Valerie.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
We're good. We were just talking about strategies for getting people on the phone and getting them off, making an offer. A scary offer, right? For a higher end program and always having that downsell to your, you know, your $500, $300, whatever it is, group program.
Okay.
And it's a scary process. It really is.
And it's so worth getting over that fear.
It's so worth getting over that fear because I've got $20,000 that I didn't have last week because I got over that fear.
Wow. Like,
right. And I'm thinking if I could just get on the phone five hours a week, right? Or five sessions a week with people, is that a good use of my time? If I even just get one person, $20,000 for 5 hours, I can handle it. Right. Yeah. So it's getting over it. It's the hard part is that reach out.
Yeah.
You're doing your Facebook lives. And I bet there's people who come to them all the time. I bet there's certain people that you see over and over. Right.
Well, actually, I know there are people that come over and over, and I didn't know they were coming over and over until they started asking me questions and asking me about something that I already said. So,
yeah. So it might be worthwhile before you get off of those is to, or go back through. I don't know how you can know who's on. I know you can only know if they make questions. So at your beginning, okay, guys, I'm so excited to hear. Just say hi. Just put in the, so I know you're here. And if you have any particular questions or issues, so I make sure I hit it before I end this today. And that way you see more of those people. Some people are shy and they're just, you know, they're lurkers. I don't know how to see who was actually on one afterwards. But what I'm thinking for you is you look at that and you go, you know, look at this. Sarah's on all these calls and she asked me these questions and just do a private message on Facebook to Sarah and say, Sarah, I see you on my calls. I'd love to get on the phone with you and see how I can support you more deeply.
Okay.
Right.
A good one is when people say, where are you from? Because it's not confrontational. It's not.
Exactly. Oh, tell me where you're from. We want to see how far and wide we are.
Question, right. Which is quite intimidating, but it's, yeah, that can be really helpful.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That would be helpful. Cause then we get, oh, I'm from Australia. I'm from this place. I'm from that place. And then you start to see these people, you know, take a screenshot. So you see all these people take 5 minutes at the end of your sessions and jot down people's names because you can then, it's easy to go back to it and you can just click the link to get to their profile. Right. And you can friend them if they're not a friend, but you can also send a private message and say, hey, this is Dr. Valerie. And I'm so excited. You know, I want to just share something, you know, with you or whatever. Awesome. I have an opportunity. And then you reach out and, you know, this guy that I know from a program I did ages ago when I was first getting into marketing. And then I've met him at different masterminds over the years. And I friended him on Facebook and he had a really cool post. And I went, wow, that's really cool. And he had said, I have this program and I'm going to be gifting it to people. It's like, I used to charge $9.97 for it, but I'm not going to be offering it anymore, except in my, and I'm just going to be gifting it. Do you want it? Just text me, you know, send me a private message and I'll send you access. Right. So he knew I was interested. And then he reached out to me, he goes, here's what I'm doing with people. And, you know, I can't even remember the wording. It had to do with like getting new leads using Facebook ads or whatever. We have the strategy we worked out. You want to get on the phone and talk about it? I'd love to catch up with you anyway, because I haven't seen you in years. And so I got on the phone with him and I'm like, oh, so he was a good marketer and he sold me his program. Ah. So that works. And he said, that's how he gets everything. That's how he gets his business now. Yeah, he runs webinars, but he doesn't do a lot of the big, and he gets people that way. I mean, it's obviously he has just high-end programs at this point. He doesn't have the lower-end programs, right? But he's running his business that way. Right? And if you have, and you should have, I was telling Allie that if you don't know what's my high-end program and how many sessions with me, it doesn't matter, right? You can make it up every time you get on the phone with somebody. You can listen to what they need. And then you say, you know what? I have the perfect program for you. I would love to work with you one-on-one and get you into my, you know, get the glow back series. And we're going to work with you. I'm going to do a complete history on you. We're going to figure out what all is getting in the way. You've heard me speak before, right? You've heard me speak about blood sugar. You've heard me speak about diet and blah, 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 right? So then you can just make it up and you write it down. And then maybe you try that same program. That's how I created my first group program, quite frankly. I was on the phone with somebody and I was like, oh, well, I can do this. And I threw in like a self-study. I threw in my green cleanse. It was $500. They got four sessions with me plus all kinds of like goodies, like online goodies that I had. So you don't have to, it's like you offer it and then you perfect it, which is easy for one-on-one coaching, right? That's easy. If it's a program, you know, it's a little more work. I still do it, right? I'll get offer a program and create it, right? But you have your program coming up. And once it's done, once you've got it all mapped out, you know, you'll be good, right? Once you're ready to do it. But I don't mean to like overwhelm you with too much stuff, but I think that both of you can do that. Like you have the opportunity and use those contacts because they're watching you and they may be wondering, how do I get more? How do I get to actually work with Dr. Valerie? She has beautiful skin and she used to not, and I want my skin glow back. How do I work with her? And you come up with a program, an amount that you feel comfortable offering. It's going to go up. I promise you. I was only comfortable offering $500. Then when I realized everybody I talked to about it grabbed it, I'm like, maybe it should be higher. Maybe it should be $700. And that program that was $500 now would be $10,000. If they were going to work with me one-on-one. Like I did this back in the spring. I put it was a session, but I also included other coaches. They got two sessions with me. They got six sessions with a coach. And then they got a group call with the whole group. And I charged $5,000 for it. And every single person I got on the phone with was like, oh, okay, I'll do that for five. Cause it was sounded like a deal. Right. And these were people who had known me from other programs, but I think reaching out to people and just saying, hey, I'd love to see how can I help you? You've been coming to these calls. Is there any way that I could support you? Can we hop on the phone and have a conversation about it? And that'll help you like interviewing these people to find out what they really need, right? And then you can start to have more one-on-ones coming up. And then as you get your program finished, you can include a bundle, like it's a one-on-one bundle that has this and my 6-week, you know, get the glow back self-study program or, you know, group program or whatever. Does that make sense?
Fabulous. Do listen to the recording, Valerie. It is full of gems. Awesome.
Yeah. The beginning part, I was talking about some, it was like a 6-hour sales, you know, make your offer training yesterday.
Okay.
And I was, I didn't perform it. I was on it. And I was sharing with Ali some of the great gems that he shared, okay. Like get, you know, the attention, the awareness, this whole process you should be taking people through. Right now you're getting their attention, right? You got them there. They're aware of you and they're aware that their skin problems. Now you got to get them interested in working with you.
Okay.
Create the desire for them to work with you and then sign them up.
So Rita Marie, the process you were talking about with these sessions and a series of videos and emails, that's excellent. And it's just one step further than Bill Barron. with his email series leading to his master enrollment sessions, which is brilliant. And
also, right. Yeah. Because you don't want them getting on. You get too many people coming on that are just wasting your time. They just want pellets, or they just want you to do a test and give them hormones. That's what they want. You don't want to talk to those people. You want to get their interest. But if you educate them in advance, some of those are going to say, oh my God, that's a much better approach.
Yeah.
Right. So you educate them along the way. And he actually, before I got on the phone with Adam, he had me watch like a 45 minute phone call, like a video to see what he was doing and what he was offering, you know, because it created, I'm like, I want that. Yeah, I want that. Okay. Let me go to this call and see. I know he's going to try to sell me something. This is obvious. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
It made me chewing in y'all's ear. I thought I muted myself.
Valerie, now it's your turn.
Well, yes. I really just hopped on here because Dr. Rita Marie, you're always sharing your time, and I just wanted to be able to honor that you're sharing your time.
Thank you.
Because I really do appreciate it.
Where are you at with your process, with your program, and what you know?
Well, of course, I have little notes everywhere. I have the outline that I want to do, well, that I'm going to do. Of course, that would be tweaked based on what the actual purchasers would be. I've been attending a skin herbalist workshop-like thing online. Nice. Because I want to have a part in there where they actually get to do DIY.
Nice.
With making teas or skin products. So I want to have a day or a week or however it fits in there with the, putting it all together. After you've learned all this and put it all together and give them an opportunity to do a DIY.
I think it's great. And I think you can call it done with you too. You can actually be in your house and you can be doing it. So let's actually do it. So do it yourself is great. And that term people get, but really you can clarify that. And I'm going to be there guiding you every step of the way. And one of the things you could do is set up a session, whether, you know, it could be a little bit longer than a typical, like a couple of hours, where you're going to actually give them ingredients in advance that they can purchase. Mm-hmm. I want you to do this along with me. I'm going to teach you how, and you'll exactly know how to do this ongoing, but I want you to do it for the first time with me, because questions always come up when you start playing with ingredients. You go, whoops, now what? Right? So here's your ingredient list. Come to this session. You can feature that as a bonus for the program.
Okay.
Right.
Good.
And then you just have them in there and you're like teaching them here, this tea has this herb and this herb and this herb, and that's why this is good for you. And like, if you're going to do skin products, you'll have to show them how to whatever melt beeswax or whatever, whatever you're going to put in your products, a coconut oil, whatever, and then show them how to do that. People love it, Valerie. They love it. When I did this herbal class, I was doing the first hour was teaching, and then the second hour, and it turned out to be like way longer than an hour. People didn't want to leave. And this was like at night, right? And they're like, they were in my kitchen and they're like, oh, asking questions. What did you just put in there? And then the next session they go, I just got my horsetail and I just got my whatever, and I'm so excited, and how do I use it? So they love it because it's practical. People are brain dead by the time, you know,
right?
Like, oh,
right.
How do I do this?
Yeah, that's what my thought is, because I know even just with this whole spectrum of COVID and been doing so much online, I mean, it's just like brain a halt, and to actually be practical about something. So that is what I am adding to that. And it is not just like you said, the DIY is to do it with me.
Yeah, do it with you.
And do it with me.
Yeah.
And to have a list. I mean, I'm going to make it very simple and very accessible, the products accessible.
You can't be some odd herbs that they have to order from China. You know, no. But very I just thought of this. One of the things you could do, you're doing your Facebooks, just start interspersing like show and tell or a kitchen stuff, to get them even more interested in that. And then when you introduce that, like, oh my God, I'm going to have a whole hour, 2 hours, whatever, in the kitchen with her. She's already shared with me so many little tidbits.
Yeah.
Like, awesome. Do you have a favorite skin product or a favorite herb, or, you know, you can just do little spurts, like 5 minute, like, here's this, this is what it looks like. This is why it's good for you.
Yeah. I actually did that on, what was that? When I was talking, I don't know if you saw it or not. I sat this right here because I made this.
Oh, cool.
So I actually showed this one day. I talked about the herbs that I used.
Beautiful.
With it. And I like to smell it because it's got lavender.
That's lovely. And do that on the thing. Oh, I love
smelling. I did.
Right. Yeah, of course you did.
You'll probably say she's so dramatic.
No, you are. You're great. You really have a great presence. So keep that up. And what this is called is seeding, right? You're seeding them to want your program, right? And then you're going to get to a point where you're going to say, hey guys, I have this webinar I'm doing, or hey, I have this, this program. I think on the Facebook Live, you know, it's harder, I find, to do an offer webinar kind of thing on a Facebook Live, because people come and they go, they come in late. But on that, you can give them the hey, do you want to come on Zoom? And you can even say, hey, come on Zoom with me, right? You can even post it. I'm going live in 10 minutes. I'll be here, but I'd rather see you come on Zoom with me. Send it to an opt-in so you catch their names.
Okay.
Right. Or you can just set up Zoom to have a registration page. Mm-hmm. Either way, whichever way is easier. And then you can follow up with them. But then you can position it as, come on Zoom with me. So, you know, when I'm finished, I have a lot of stuff I want to share and I want to open it up for questions, and you'll be able to ask me directly.
Okay. Awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm going with all of that. I'm not doing anything new because, of course, I'm feverishly working to be a graduate. So
that's my focus. Right.
Yeah. So I'm not taking on a whole lot of anything.
No.
I'm not taking on anything, period, actually. So,
well, once you finish, it's just like 4 weeks away at the end of March, if you're going through that, right?
Yeah.
Once you're done, then you can just like focus your attention on this building, this practice building.
And that is my goal, to focus on it, because I have so many things written down that I've learned working with you and listening to Dr. Allie to be able to go ahead and start to execute it. I've come up with this little phrase in my brain, executable habits for health. I've learned a lot of executables for health, so I'm going to start implementing that. And I actually had, there's a person working on my website, finally. So yes. It's education, empowerment, education plus empowerment equals executable habits for health.
Awesome.
So, but awesome. I have lots of little notes of things that I've learned. I have been absorbing what you've been sharing. I do appreciate it. So I'm ready. I'm ready to execute.
You are. Yeah. Well, get your certification. You know, it's interesting because Summer asked me, can you make me a list of all your favorite, you know, your favorite NEPT student? I'm like, how do I do that? How do I do that?
I know.
But you guys were on my list. So.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. She wanted graduates. And I said, well, can I do somebody who's about to graduate? And I mentioned you. She goes, of course. Okay. So I made the list anyway.
Awesome. Well, yeah. I'm working on it. That's what I'm
she
working
may
on.
Reach out to you at some point to get like a, you know, to like, you have a 2-page testimonial or whatever. She may work on with you to tweak that. And then she might reach out to you, Valerie, to get
okay.
That,
so. Yeah. Awesome.
There was something I was going to say that I really
something loved. That really caught my attention in the Mindshare 5-day challenge was when Summer gave her story, and she was talking about she had her head in the sand about the money, and now she's passionate about getting people understanding the money and, you know, thinking
I've
about.
I've had my head in the sand about the money. I just have to keep making money. That's all. I have no idea how much I need, but I know I need a lot. So let me just keep making it. And now it's like, okay, you know. How much do you need, right? How much do you need?
That's exactly where I need to be. And it just made so much sense. And I thought, yeah.
Yeah. So this is the thing. And this is not what I'm going to teach in public for people. I need, because I can't let them think this before they get into the program. But you guys, you don't need more information. You need implementation. Right? Right. And you get to that point. Now, people who are still right applying for the program, they need more information, because if you're going to go out there and say, I am a health coach, or I'm, you know, doing functional medicine, and you really don't have the information, how to put it all together, you're going to go back into symptom mode. Like, what's the protocol for Lyme disease? It's these five herbs. Okay. Like, no, that's not exactly it. What's the protocol for clear skin? Oh, it's just these nutrients and these herbs. No, it's not, right? And so that's where the implementation, the information is super important, right? Yeah. So Allie, how else can I support you? Or is that it? Do you have any other questions, Valerie? No, I just think you're doing a great job and keep doing it. Just keep getting out there, and because you create the visibility. I did nothing but free webinars for, and it was before webinars. So it was just get on the phone, just give and give and give until I said, okay, now I have to start to do something with this. And then when I was ready to offer stuff, I already had a hungry audience.
Yeah.
Okay. Allie, anything else?
Yeah. So what about the launch program? We've talked before about how you've shortened your launch process, but it depends on which thing, doesn't it? I mean, the options are, there's the VIP, which we talked about being from the phone call, the hot women, which can be a downsell from the phone call, and the 60 days to menopause success. And then there are those one day virtual retreats. So one on perimenopause, and I had a vision for one on, can't even remember what it was about. I just wrote it all down because it came to me in my meditation.
Okay, got it.
You know?
Yeah, but either way, that, you know, just knowing it's the one day retreats, whatever the subjects will come and go. It's you, and using those as a lead into, right? So if you're going to be make them like $47 retreats that lead into something, you want to be able to make a decent offer, but not necessarily a $5,000 or $10,000, because it's not enough time with them, but easy enough to offer them your program.
Yeah.
You know, your $47 program or your hot women circle. And what about the thought of, this is how we build Vital, by the way, is that when they buy that, they get a month free in your community.
Yes.
This is a higher priced community, but it's going to give them that extra support to get through the program too, right?
Yes. And that way it saves me having to do a separate Q&A for those people. It's just bringing them into the office hours. That's part of the
whole thing. Exactly. Now, when you get bigger and you have like hundreds and hundreds of people, you'll do a separate one. But right at the beginning, overlap. And that's what we always did. We called them office hours. So now it's sucked into the membership. So those office hours hours were for any program that we offered. So we'd have people in all different programs, they would get those accesses. So now if I offer Sweet Spot, for example, I'm still trying to figure out how with the new memberships. The memberships already have two Q&As with me a month, right? So if I offer Sweet Spot, do I need to offer them any other calls, or do I just give them one or two extra calls and just let them come to those? Although I do find that there's too many people at the beginning anyway. So I may just do like the first couple of weeks when people are hot, that's when they come, right? And then it dwindles away. Yeah. So I think you can do that, and you can get, that's an amazing bonus to get into that. Right. And then they have, an automatic, renewal. You can even do it with the renewal. Like, oh, it's the end of your month. You can either click here to cancel, or you can keep going with this. And we have a special rate, you know, maybe it's 10% off for people who have done the program. So if you're charging what, $197 a month, is that what that is?
$200 a month.
$200 a month. Maybe you give it to them for, you know, $180 or something a month.
Yeah.
Because they've been through that program.
And you know, they're sort of, because it's ended up being a year long program rather than membership because of the sort of sequentiality of it, if you like. Does that make sense, or should I have it as a membership?
Well, there, you can still do a membership, and you can do sequential drip of the materials. It just depends on where you're hosting it. And most memberships have that. Are you going to just let them in and you're going to release materials as it goes along, or is there material in there? So if Mary signs up now, she gets that first month of content now. If Susie signs up in 3 months, she gets the first month of content and she goes through that same thing. The calls, of course, are just, you know, everybody, right? But for the content, you do that drip release.
Yeah. And, you know, it sounds better than a year-long program, you know, the membership. It just sounds better to people when I'm talking to them about it.
Well, it's $197 they fork up, not $2,000 that they fork up.
Yeah.
Right? At the same time.
Yeah.
When we did it, we offered both options when we offered the membership, and we got about half and half because I made a sweet deal for the for the year long. And you can save and get 2 months free when you sign up for the year. Plus, if you sign up for the full year, we're going to give you these bonuses. And we gave them the herbal therapeutics class, and we gave them a couple of other little bonuses. And people are like, oh, so a bunch of people did sign up for that.
Yeah.
Like half of the people that signed up for that. So that's another option that you could do.
Although an advantage of having them on a monthly is that they don't notice the years up.
Right. They do. Are you going?
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Somebody's calling me.
Nice to see you, Valerie.
Good to see you. Bye. So there's a couple of options, and you know, it's test, right? It's only going to be no by testing. I think what you can do, the other option is you just offer them the monthly, you give them the you know, $200. And then
I think we said 2 months minimum so that I can have the 60 days to menopause success as the beginning of their program without me having.
Right, but if these are the folks that already went through it.
That's it separate. Yeah.
Right. Then they can just, you give them a month free or you give them 2 months free, right? Yeah. They get 2 months to cover their 2 months in there, and then you get them to keep going.
Yeah.
But if it's 2 months minimum, well, you know, I was talking to Summer about this, and she said, look, if they quit, if you make the 6 months to, if you make that part of the membership and they sign up and they quit after a month, they don't get the rest of the program.
Yeah.
It's another way. And we were debating how to do that with Sweet Spot.
Yeah.
Rather than like you buying Sweet Spot. No, you're buying Sweet Spot as part of the membership, and you're going to pay whatever it is, $197 a month or $200, whatever it is a month to do Sweet Spot. So they only have to put down the one, but if they stop paying at the end of the month, bye-bye, they lose access to Sweet Spot.
Yeah.
And then you can have it so that they get the 2 months in the membership. And at the end of that, they can keep going. But if they don't, then they don't continue to have access to the program.
Yeah.
So to continue to have access to you and the program, this is what they do.
And how much marketing would you do for just a $47 retreat? Maybe a week of Facebook.
Well, if it's a half day type of thing, I would do weeks in advance because it's a big block of time for people to schedule.
Right.
Right. Maybe 3 to 4 weeks in advance. And then you just, you know, you keep reminding them. And then right before you do a big push to, hey, it's closing now. Like we actually did for Shine, we only charged $47 for that first offer. And that's all we've done so far. But it was 8 weeks in advance. So we gave them. So now we're going to start doing more marketing for it to get people into it. But that's all we ever marketed it to in that range, just so people get it on the calendar. And I think last year with COVID and more things going online, when we first did it, when we first started doing it with the ERC thing 2 years ago, it was easy. But we always did 6 weeks in advance, but people would sign up right to the end. But it was harder then also because people would actually be out. They may be out, you know, they may be out traveling. They may be going to a weekend event. But now as of last year, beginning part, it was easy, but towards the end, it was harder to fill because so many people had online events going on and had to deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would start with I would do a webinar to offer it. I would send emails to offer it. I would do some Facebook lives to offer it.
Right. So you do a webinar to market the $47 retreat.
Yeah. And the thing is, most people are used to when there's a webinar, it's a much higher price point. So you say this, the price point of this is normally this, but because you're here on this webinar, you know, and if you sign up within the next 24 hours, or I say at the end of the, before the end of the webinar, I'm going to give it to you for just $47. But you have to have made a really good value proposition, right? Yeah, how is it going to change their life? How is it going to change their life? What are you going to offer them that's like, oh my God, I got to be there?
Yeah. Okay.
And where are you at with the 6 weeks to menopause success? Because you can create a marketing plan for it. I know you kept putting out the webinar for it, but let's get some firm dates on that.
Yeah, that's exactly. Let's just get it sorted. So you still think that should have 3 to 4 weeks of marketing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we do much closer now because like we're doing a webinar next week and we've mapped it out, but we haven't offered it yet. But in terms of marketing, no, in terms of marketing to get to a webinar, the program needs way. Yeah. So the program needs to have its steps, right? So you offer a webinar, you've got to have a week advance, you know, 5 days or whatever to get people in the webinar. And then I've been doing like a save the date when we can. We don't always do that. Save the date in a week from today, we're going to have, or 2 weeks, we're going to have this amazing webinar. And then as it gets closer, you get more people signed up. Yeah, I would say you should do the webinar maybe 10 days before you're going to actually start the program.
Yes.
Because that will give you leeway to then throw in another webinar. I would always do multiple webinars and then it gives you the leeway. And then you can always send them something. And it's like, here's your prep work before, right? And you send a couple of emails with prep work in it.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to have much longer timeframes. I would, you know, do the webinar. I would send out a thing like 10 days to 2 weeks before the webinar, or 3 weeks even, and then we'd get the webinar and then we'd do a second webinar and then the program wouldn't start for 3-4 weeks. But I find that that's too much time between them signing up and then actually getting in.
Yeah.
Got to want to start right away.
So the webinar would be about 10 days before the course starts.
I would say that's probably a good timing.
Okay. So if I'm doing it sequentially, doing a webinar leading to a retreat leading to the program, and then another webinar leading to the program, and then another webinar leading to the program.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you very, very much.
You got it. You've got to just get it going. And I would say, how about every week you pick 2 people to reach out to?
Yes.
Can you do that?
Yes, I had a strategy session on Monday, and she wants, because I I've got to practice the sort of words, but she wanted just like a quarterly session with me. You know, she didn't want to do any online training. My VIP clients don't want to do any online training, but that means that I've got to do this one-on-one with them.
Education.
Which is not the right thing, because the education is much better if I've done the preparation and I've done it in advance and here's my slides and
So what if you you offer them what they want and you give them what they need. So you sell them into a program and you build into that, but you're gonna, every time you're gonna meet with them, you're gonna give them homework. Before we meet, I need you to watch this this video from your course.
Right.
And this is going to give you, and as a bonus, I'm giving you this course.
Yeah.
As a bonus, I'm giving you this course.
Yeah. Way to go. Okay.
Right.
So the date, if we need sort of 3 to 4 weeks launch, better make the date the first week of April then.
the first week of April to do what? To do which piece?
Do the, so 5 to 7 days of the,
Webinar to the program?
Yeah, so the webinar in 2 weeks and the program in 3 weeks.
Can you get it together that quickly?
Yes.
Okay. You have all the emails to lead them to the, you know, look at your list. If you can get all that stuff done and do a webinar in 2 weeks.
Maybe we'll do it 3 weeks to 4 weeks or 4 weeks to 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And then map it out. You've got that sheet and then just put it on your calendar. I'm going to do this today. Okay. I'm going to do this today. Okay. Done. This is all the stuff you have to get done. Cause we underestimate, like I'm scrambling to get email copy done for these webinars because we decided to do one a month for offering NEPT. And I mean, I feel like I'm just constantly writing email copy.
I'm sure. So you're doing a webinar every month and you're selling into NEPT every month now.
Right. So we're going to be selling into a strategy session to,
yeah. Okay. Well, good luck with that. I've got something on now and I'm going to give you some extra time for my email copy.
Yay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.